Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look. Live unbound. Check it out at Conair.com and search Unbound.
Something I think about every day is how I can be of service. I think I've always been that way, even as a kid. I have always tried to do more than probably what I'm asked to do when it comes to helping someone out. I think it's because I was raised by a single mother who was, to a fault, generous. She was abundantly generous. She would do things for others more than she'd do for herself. She would always put others before herself, and she taught me what it was like to be abundantly generous. My father, to a point, even though he wasn't a big influence in my upbringing, he's also generous. Even though I didn't get to witness many moments of his generosity, I could see what he did for other people. So I think generosity or wanting to serve, that desire is, you know, I had no chance when I was born. It was already in my DNA. But over time, especially as I've, you know, been exploring self-awareness and meditation and spirituality, the dialogue of how can I be of service, the shades of my intention have changed. I remember when I was in high school, one of my friends at the time said to me, "Ginny, you're so passive. Like, you're always so obedient and willing to say yes." And I remember at the time that even though I was willing to serve and in the eyes of whatever I was doing, I was seemingly obedient, there would be that inner resentment growing up. So passiveness comes with a form of disempowerment. And I remember I'd do things for people that interrupt my schedule and I wouldn't have the voice or the courage or the confidence to speak up and express myself. And what happens over time is when you don't do that and you bottle that up, it comes out as anger. So I think, although I wouldn't say I was an angry child, but I did have bursts of anger. There were so many things that happened in my life where I just bottled it up. And what happens when you bottle something up? You stuff it down and stuff it down and stuff it down. It has to explode at some point. One of my spiritual teachers said to me, "Emotions aren't the problem, it's what you stuff it down with." And it's not always a substance that you stuff it down with. It could be you stuff it down with anger, you stuff it down with resentment. Those are the things that are not very helpful when you bottle up your emotions, as well as the substances. I remember in year 12, one of the perks of being a year 12 at Sacred Heart Girls College, where I grew up, is that you got VIP preference when you're in the canteen line. And clearly my life was all about food then. I remember when I went to school in year 7, I'd look at the year 12s and I'd be so angry because they get in line before all of us and they take all the good stuff. Like, all the hot food would be gone by the time I got to the front of the line, and all the chocolate muffins they'd take, and I'd be like, "Yo, year 12s, save a sister some food, will you?" But when we got to year 12, my best friend, who's still my best friend today, Chingaling, we wanted to be of service. Well, at the time, I think we disguised it as wanting to be of service, but we actually helped out at the canteen. We helped the canteen ladies, you know, get food for everyone, and as a reward, we'd get free food. So, and you know, we'd object when they'd offer it to us, like, "Oh, no, but, you know, of course we took it." Year 12 was the most important year in your high school life. It's the year where you sit your VCE, or what you'd call it here, your SATs. It's your senior year. It's where you develop your score to get into whatever university or college that you want to go to. So, you know, even though we got food, it was generosity on some part. I remember too, Ami used to give me pocket money during the week in year 12 because she's like, "You're so busy, put there, make sure you eat." So she'd give me money to ensure that I've eaten, and obviously, you know, I'd get canteen food. But one of the things I did was, and I mentioned this on the Ginny show last season, was that if people didn't have food and they'd come up to be like, "Oh, Ginny, I don't have food, can you buy me something?" I would. And I knew to a point, and I look back in hindsight, one of the girls used to follow me around until she found me. And so it wasn't always the fact that she didn't have food. It's because she knew I'd be the sucker who'd buy it for her. And I think, looking back on it, I don't think I'd change a thing, because I learned a lot about myself when I can look back at those experiences. And it is that I am a generous person, and I'm okay with that. What took me a while to be okay with was giving for the sake of wanting to give or wanting to serve and not being attached to what the outcome was. I think that has taken me so long to master. But once you can get to the place where you're just serving for the sake of serving, or giving for the sake of giving, or, you know, demonstrating some act of service or act of kindness just for the sake of doing that without any intention or any kind of feeling of that you want this to be reciprocated, it's such a place of empowerment. And why I wanted to talk about this was, I think we all have an opportunity to serve every day. What I do for a living, running my own company, I always get opportunities that come across my desk, emails where, you know, I get asked questions or people are like, can you help me out with this? And I almost always say yes if it feels right. If I get centered and the energy feels right, not to go all woo-woo on you, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. It's almost always instinctual, really. So I think people are of the idea that serving someone or being of service or being generous always has to come with a price tag in the form of currency. It doesn't. Like, you don't have to always financially be available to help someone out. You can help someone out through putting your time into something, putting your energy, a smile, having a conversation. I had one of my spiritual teachers down recently from Australia, and she stayed with me. And one of the things she said to me was that being around humans and being around, you know, the person that makes our coffee, or, you know, the people that make our smoothies every day. I get a juice from the corner store near where I live, and I see the little dude there every day, and he's always smiling, and I smile back. I see those people now, the guy who makes my juice, the guy who serves me coffee, or the lady who serves me coffee. I see them more than I see my family now. I mean, I don't have the luxury of walking down the road and going to my family's place. They live on the other side of the world in Australia. But it's really important that you take that time to connect with those people, because, so I guess this is a call to action to you, my friends. When you wake up in the morning, think about ways that you can serve. It doesn't always have to be financial. As I said, it could be as simple as a smile. It could be as simple as a phone call. I mean, phone calls nowadays in this tech age are so rare. So really think about how you can serve, and every time that you do serve, it'll bring you closer to a place of where you can serve without intention or attachment. And that is true service and true empowerment when you can get there. Till tomorrow, my friends, I wish you a wonderful day and all the blessings in the world in the currency that you require it.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.